From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal regulators are reportedly set to take control of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, at least temporarily, to shore up the mortgage finance firms, which have lost a total of about $14 billion over the past year. Fannie and Freddie own or guarantee nearly half of all current mortgages in the United States. Bert Ely, a Virginia-based banking and monetary policy expert, says the plan raises a lot of questions.
Going to be major issues and debates over who will suffer the losses in this takeover to the extent that there are losses. How much risk will the taxpayer bear? Will the stockholders get wiped out? Will subordinated debt holders get wiped out? What will happen to the companies longer term?
The Wall Street Journal reports the Treasury Department will announce details of the plan early tomorrow afternoon. Thousands of Boeing employees are walking picket lines today after a federal mediator failed to resolve a dispute between the aerospace firm and the machinist union. Analysts say if the strike drags on, it could become costly, especially for the company. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The strike by 27,000 members of Boeing's machinist union comes at a difficult time. Not only is the airplane builder trying to fill orders for its much-delayed 787 Dreamliner, but it faces a large backlog of orders for other aircraft. Mike Boyd is president of the Boyd Group, an aviation industry consulting firm. He says estimates of strike-related costs to Boeing may be on the low side.
If you're looking at $100 million a day, that's probably their production cost. But in terms of their opportunity cost of losing the advantage with the 787, it's a whole lot more than 100 a day.
Boeing says all sides work to avoid a strike, but in the end, the differences between the parties were too great to close. No new talks are currently scheduled. Jack Spear, NPR News.
Tropical storm Hanna has been rolling up the East Coast today, drenching the region with heavy rain and triggering flooding. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
In Northern Virginia, two people were rescued from a car caught in high water as Fairfax County evacuated homes due to flooding and parts of Interstate 95 were shut down because of the storm. And in Florida, officials like Monroe County Mayor Mario De Janeiro are already anticipating trouble from Hurricane Ike. An official evacuation of the Florida Keys begins tomorrow.
We have our evacuation that started this morning for our tourists at 9 a.m. And tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. is going to be for people with special needs.
Hurricane Ike is also expected to mean more rain in Haiti, where more than 150 are reported dead after back-to-back storms. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Ike has strengthened today. It's now a dangerous Category 4 storm with winds of 135 miles an hour. On its current course, it could threaten the Gulf Coast by late next week. People there are still dealing with damage and power outages caused by Hurricane Gustav last week. This is NPR News from Washington. Pakistan has a new president, Asif Ali Zardari. The widower of slain former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto will succeed Pervez Musharraf, who stepped down in the face of impeachment charges. Zardari is head of the main ruling party, but he's seen as having limited public support. He was nicknamed Mr. 10% for alleged corruption during Bhutto's two terms in office. A pickup truck packed with explosives blew up at a police security checkpoint in northwestern Pakistan today. At least 30 people were killed and dozens more were injured. The European Union has decided to send its own team of monitors into Georgia to oversee the pullback of Russian troops. But first, the EU's current president, Nicolas Sarkozy of France, will go to Moscow to make sure the pullback will actually happen. Terry Schultz has the story.
French President Sarkozy negotiated the end of hostilities between Russia and Georgia last month, which mandated as one of 6 points that the Russian soldiers occupying Georgian territory must leave immediately. Monday, Sarkozy will go to Moscow to ask the Russian government personally why those soldiers haven't moved out. And French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner says Russian President Dmitry Medvedev shouldn't expect partnership talks with the EU, currently suspended, to get back on track without some serious action on the peace plan.
Let's first respect his own signature. 6 points, only two, let's say 2.5 or 3, has been implemented. What about the rest?
Formal approval, along with particulars of the EU monitoring mission, will be handled at the next ministerial September 15th. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is now in Morocco. She arrived there after visiting Algeria and Tunisia and after holding an historic meeting with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi in Tripoli. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.